Muslim, Jewish and Catholic leaders joined forces on Thursday to demand better conditions for migrants and asylum seekers. These people are often held in unhygienic and degrading detention centres, sometimes for years on end, while their requests for asylum are being processed. Among the founding members of this new coalition is the Jesuit Refugee Service, which works with detainees in over 50 countries around the world. Advocacy coordinator for JRS International, Melanie Teff, highlighted the goals of this international network, which brings together over 100 NGOs, individuals and faith-based groups.
We feel that very often the general public doesn't really get the information about what's happening. Very often people see a detention centre and they think it's a prison. They think people are in there because they've committed a criminal offence or been charged with a criminal offence. They very often do not know that the detention centre next to the, down their road is in fact holding people who've not been charged with any criminal offence.
Among those speaking at the launch of this international network was Cardinal Renato Raffaella Martino, who heads both the Vatican Council for Justice and Peace and the Council for Migrants and Itinerant Peoples.
I was 16 years a representative of the Holy See to United Nations, and in my 16 years are countless the interventions that I made in exactly in the name of, on behalf of the refugees. And I proposed the refugee, not a number, but a human face.
In his address to the conference, Italian-based president of the World Muslim League, Mario Scilloia, said it's important that migrants are treated with compassion and respect.
We are in an era where whole population drive to go from poor to rich countries, and evidently there is a limit to the reception capacity of Western countries. So, I mean, we must find a way to help these people at their home in avoiding mass migration, which evidently cannot be accepted, not only by Italy, but by Spain, by France, by Germany, by all Western countries.
The International Detention Coalition is being officially launched worldwide on June the 20th, where further events will be organised by countries such as the US, Kenya and Australia. I'm Lydia O'Kane.